In the news this week, NHS England announces plans to revamp services for gender-confused children, a Team GB diver gives glory to God at the Paris Olympics, and the Christian Institute appoints Kieran Kelly as its new director. Hello. NHS England has announced that it will begin a trial of puberty-blocking drugs early next year among plans to overhaul its gender services for children. NHS England said the trial will examine the potential benefits and harms of puberty-suppressing hormones for children and young people. Dr. Hilary Cass is in favour of further trials, although in her landmark report, she admitted a previous trial did not demonstrate benefit and showed a lack of any positive measurable outcomes. Former psychotherapy student James Esses, who was ousted from his course after warning against trans-affirming treatment, also criticised the puberty blocker trial. "We already know the harm they cause because of the Cass review and the ban implemented on puberty blockers by the previous government, and children have been irreversibly damaged, so I'm concerned about that." The NHS also announced it will launch a service for detransitioners to help them return to living as their birth sex. It accepted Dr. Cass's advice that the patients may not wish to re-engage with the services whose care they were previously under. A new study has documented that scores of people are being killed by euthanasia or assisted suicide for eating disorders. Between 2012 and 2024, at least 60 patients with conditions such as anorexia nervosa received medical help to kill themselves in Belgium, the Netherlands, and the United States. In the US, patients were prescribed lethal drugs based on the controversial pseudo-diagnostic label of terminal anorexia. Patients in Belgium and the Netherlands were considered eligible for euthanasia or assisted suicide on the grounds that their condition was deemed to be hopeless or untreatable. Of the 19 case notes available for analysis, all were women, a third were under 30, and 89% exhibited depressive symptoms. In a letter to the Daily Telegraph earlier this year, Claire MacDonald of pro-assisted suicide group My Death, My Decision claimed permitting assisted suicide for conditions such as anorexia would be the mark of a mature democracy. Across the British Isles, proposals for assisted suicide laws have been put forward at Westminster, Holyrood, and the Doyle Éireann, as well as in Jersey and the Isle of Man. A British Olympian has given glory to God after winning a bronze medal in the women's 10-metre synchronised diving. Posting on Instagram, Andrea Spendolini Siriex said, "God was with us from round one to round five. He is with us wherever we go. He never lets us down. This is more than just sport. I'm proud to represent my country, my family, and glorify the name of Jesus." She concluded by thanking those who supported her, saying, "My heart is truly overflowing with love. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Although she was disappointed to finish sixth in another final, she said, "It was just God's way of saying we've still got a lot more to do, and I just give God all the glory." And finally, the Institute has appointed Kieran Kelly as its new director following the sudden death of Colin Hart earlier this year. Kieran, who joined the Institute in 2014, has been promoted to the position on a permanent basis after stepping in as acting director during the four-month recruitment process. In a statement, the Institute's Chairman of Trustees, Reverend Dr. Richard Turnbull, said there was no one more suited to lead the Institute through the challenges ahead.
"As director, Kieran will continue to work closely with myself as the Chairman of the Board of Trustees as we guide the Institute into the next phase of its work. We are both committed to the biblical vision and ethos of the Institute, which we believe must be maintained in order to honour the Lord himself who died for us. The Holy Scriptures are the foundation of all we do and believe, and we are not at liberty to set them aside. I know you will join me in giving thanks to God for Colin's life and also for Kieran's appointment. Please hold him, his wife, Caroline and their family in your prayers in the days and months ahead."
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.